And also, I forgot to mention this, but you know what? We have posters for everybody who's here. So if in the meantime, quietly, if you ever wanted to snag a poster and get it signed by anybody here of the artist or JC, be sure to do that. But you should definitely get your hands on one. Just for you all, because you know what? We think you're great. But next up on the lovely interview of the One Plant, One Carpet, we have Hey, It's Luca coming. Woo! We're back on a carpet and with awesome. A plant.
Awesome, man.
I love this random bandana just hanging through.
Thank
Wait,
you.
Wait, I didn't even notice. How did they miss all of this?
Yeah, man. So these pants.
Nope, save it for the interview. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Are we ready? We're ready for an interview? We want to snap at the same time. Ready? One, two, three. Oh!
Perfect.
Okay, I love it. Sorry, I was a little loud. So, welcome to TuneIn Studios. Welcome, Hey, It's Luca. Give a
Thank
big
you.
Round of applause. Also, Luca did amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Amazing performance.
Thank you.
So, okay, before we start, tell us about these pants you're wearing because I need to hear about this.
So, these pants are actually done by one of my really good friends now, but originally he was a fan. And on SoundCloud, you guys are familiar with SoundCloud, right? You could see who is looking and listening to your music the most. And this kid named Ben Clare was actually like the top one, number one, like listening all the time, like 500 plays a week, crazy shit. And I'm like, holy shit, like this guy's so awesome. So like, it's weird. Like I think about things and like, I think about them so hard and with so much love and they end up like manifesting in my life. So one day I was with my best friend and we just got done like selling a whole bunch of merch, just hitting people up like, yo, buy this shit, buy this shit, buy this shit, buy this shit, you know? And we come to, you know, we come to this Chick-fil-A to get food and this guy takes my order and he's like, you're Luca, right? And I'm like, yeah, dude, what's
Chick-fil-A.
Up, man? And I'm always,
oh my God. Love it. It's
Yeah, dude, and I like was so energetic. I'm always energetic when people like recognize me when I'm out, and I'm like, thank you so much, like you know, for being a fan and all that. What's your name? And he said Ben Clare, and then he put his name tag on, and I was like, oh my God, I know you.
Was this in like your hometown or like?
Yeah, right in my hometown, but I would have never guessed.
But just like imagine somebody's listening to your music and enjoying it so much every day. They could be anywhere, and they're in your town.
Right, right, right.
That's so wild. And so for those people who don't know your music style as much or want to listen to more, what is your music style you'd explain to people like at Chick-fil-A and, you know, if you're randomly meeting somebody in your hometown?
What was the question?
What is your music style like? If somebody was new and said, what kind of music do you make? What kind of music style would you say you have?
It's really hard to explain with, like, words. I can't really, like, explain it, you know. I do all types of music. I don't just do hip-hop music or pop music, or if I wanted to do country, I don't just do a certain type. But I, you know, I want to make people smile, I want to make people laugh, I want to make people fucking get up and jump around like we did a couple hours ago. Like that's my life, you know, and I put my heart into it. So to explain it, like to get somebody to listen to my stuff, I'm
exactly.
Like, dude, I fucking put my heart into this shit. And what you're listening to is me. So if you want to know something about me, listen to my music, and then ask me anything. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm asking you tons of things now.
Yeah.
So
and you're doing a great job. Isn't he the best MC, like, ever? He's so, like, positive, dude.
I'm chugging along. I'm doing it. This is my project, as one would say. So tell us a little bit about you live close to me, actually, which is so funny.
Right.
Tell us what's like growing up in Baltimore. You're like in the area or such, because we had some conversations about you growing up, getting involved in music, but what's it been like growing up in the East Coast area?
Right, right. So I actually didn't grow up in Maryland, like parts of my life I grew up there, but I was born in Scranton, PA, where like The Office was filmed. I don't know if you guys know The Office.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And we went from Scranton to Philly, and then from Philly to New Jersey, and then another part of New Jersey, and then back to Philly, and then to Maryland. So, like, I moved around a lot when I was younger. So I didn't really have, like, I had friends everywhere I went when I was younger, but I didn't have, like, people that I held on to the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So growing up in Baltimore, Maryland area, how you asked, it was cool, but at the same time, coming from Philadelphia, you know, Philadelphia is like really urban. Like I'm talking about a very urban side of town where everybody's listening to 50 Cent, Eminem, G-Unit. Like we're wearing Jabot jeans, you know, and like, yes, we had Walkmans, you know. So if you're being anything other than that, you're kind of like the odd one out. So I was always listening to people like freestyling outside of my window, and there was like weird stuff going on, like not good stuff. I wasn't allowed out of our house at certain times because it was dangerous out there. So, you know, like my parents did everything to move us out of there. So that's when we came to Maryland. In Maryland, it was really hard to like cope with the way people were, because they weren't like me, and they were like kind of like, oh, like he's like the ghetto kid, you know, like you can't probably tell right now because, like, you know, I've really found myself, but I used to wear baggy pants and like I talk completely different, and I just always loved like the hip hop like lifestyle and everything. So, you know, the thing is though, I did not let anything break me. All I did was just like find myself, you know, like I never let go of hip hop. I could have let it go. I could have just started playing like lacrosse and wearing like Sperry's and shit like that.
So
specific.
But
I was like, no, I can't do that. And I didn't care who liked me or who didn't like me. I had a certain group of friends and I fucking loved them, and we just did whatever the fuck we wanted. And that was it.
Good. Good that you found yourself and you're here and you're here with all of us. So what is it like, you know, being a part of the Soundtracks compilation? Like, what was that feeling?
Oh my God, dude. Legendary. Legendary. It was awesome. Like, it was crazy because, like, I found out about JC and I was like, man, this guy's so positive and I love his vibe, and, you know, Kian too. Like, I just see all their videos and I was like, dude, let me send them an email. Let me send them an email.
An email.
And this email, you know, brought to life everything that's happening right now in my life. And I'm glad I sent it. I'm glad that they answered the email. JC answered the email, but he didn't say anything to me directly. So I was like, what the fuck is this email? You know, like at first I'm like, either don't answer or like explain what you're doing. Because he like CC'd other people, like business people. And they all were like, you know, really interested in it. And they asked him, you know, what he wants to do and whatnot. And they explained everything to me. And yeah, it's just an honor to be on the album. Like, I was so ecstatic when they were telling me it. But, you know, the thing is for me, I had a lot of things like come to me, like business opportunities like that, where, you know, let's do this and let's do that. And like, it never actualized because the people weren't like legit. So I always had like this thing in the back of my mind where this isn't real, you know, this isn't real. But at the same time, I had faith, you know, like I'm like, nah, I'm going to go through it. I'm going to go through it and keep doing what I need to do to, you know, move forward. So, you know, it just feels awesome to be on the album, and I'm just so thankful for that. Like, it's so awesome. It's a great album, by the way.
It is. It is an amazing part, and I love your positive energy you have throughout this entire interview, and, like, when you perform, it's such a radiating vibe, and I think it shines through your music, too. And, you know, in 2017, you released a ton of, you know, different music, too, and so I think what's been some of your, like, favorite songs that you've either, like, put together, like, written, or, like, even performed?
Oh, man, I love everything that I performed. I love all of that and everything that I made. Like, I love every single song because it's like a little part of me, you know? Like, every single one is like a baby to me, you know? And a couple months might pass after I make a song and I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, I'll
like,
listen to it and my face is like, I'm like bobbing my head to this beat school, and then I'll start listening to the lyrics. I'm like, what the fuck? But then I tell myself, I'm like, dude, that's just like a journal, you know? I can't like go in my journal and be like, you're an idiot for writing this. Like, no, like, that's what art is, you know? And I give myself to people, you know? So all of the songs, really, the ones that mean the most to me, I mean, like, the ones I write about my girlfriend, you know? Because, like, I have a lot of passion with her. Like, it's, like, burning passion for my girlfriend. Not to be cheesy, but I love my girlfriend. Oh, dude, like, almost 8 years.
Wow.
Almost 8 years. Since I was 14, me and her have been together. And she's the sweetest. Aaron, I love you. She's probably watching this right now.
Oh, so, I love yeah. it. I mean, you know, it's awesome to hear. You've had great relationships growing up and, you know, with so many people in your life and just being accepting of, you know, like, what you have as a message. I think my final question is, like, growing up is interesting, and you have an interesting story about growing up and your positivity and how you portray to people and what you want to give out. Can you tell everybody, we had a conversation before about when you were wee little boy,
right,
and going out into different spaces and going to clubs, and you were just being yourself. Can you explain part of that story? I don't want to give the details, but tell them how it was like with your parents and going out places and
oh yeah nature. So my parents, they immigrated from Georgia. It's actually a country right near Russia, so like a lot of people don't know that about me, but my parents, they have accents, and like they raised me as a Georgian boy, and you know, I'm like a fusion, you know? So I love Hispanic people. I like all people, man. I love all people, but
you should love all people.
Of course.
Message all, of 2018.
Yes, man. Yes, yes, yes. Dude, what was the question? I completely forgot, and I'm not gonna
that's,
lie.
That's completely fine. You told me specifically that you would just go out and dance at clubs.
Right.
Tell everybody, I guess, how did that start? And you just like start just bopping your own music and finding yourself, even age, was it 9, I think it was?
No, even younger than
even
that.
Even younger?
Before I could walk, I would, well, my parents told me this. I don't remember this. I'm like, yeah, like what the fuck?
Same.
Not? Like, my parents told me that before I could walk, I would grab the banister, like the railing of the crib, and I'd pull myself up and like literally like dance to Michael Jackson. And ever since that, they're like, I've been dancing, and like I always loved like expressing myself and doing things that are like outlandish, you know, like saying the dumbest stuff and, you know, just doing everything that I can. So my parents, they would go to this club in Philadelphia, and it was like there would be like a band, but they were so good that it sounded like it was DJ'd. And they would play like "Yeah" by Usher and like all these great songs.
Yes, throwback.
Yeah, man. And I would just dance, and then there would be like a circle around me, and then my dad would grab me. I just remember his big ass hands just grabbing me and then throwing me on the stage, just throwing me up. And he would always like drape us in the dopest shit. It was like suits with vests, and the pants would match, and then we had like snakeskin shoes and shit.
That is
and
a combo. That is,
I would
picture.
Wear that now, wouldn't you?
I would also. That's
yeah,
why
dude.
I was saying like,
we gotta
a
get
combo
like.
I'm really interested in.
Yes, we gotta get a fucking like match.
We'll go.
And then we gotta go,
we'll go
do an interview that way.
Great.
But he would throw me up, and you know, they got like free and like entry to the club for like ever because of that, and
because of you,
because of me.
That's
yeah, let's make that clear. Yeah. No, but yeah that's a part of my life. Yeah,
it's interesting. I love hearing about your positivity and everything that you have, you know, surrounding yourselves with people and the relationships you have and just going for it. And I think last question would be, what advice would you have for anybody who wants to get into music or just really wants to have the energy that you do?
Just be yourself, man. Like, I know, like, a lot of people say that, but be yourself and don't ever stop pushing. Like, and I don't mean that, like, you know, in the cliche way. I mean, like, there was times, dude, where, like, I would be like, damn, like, this shit's really going nowhere. Like, it's really, really going nowhere. And I'd watch interviews and people are saying, yo, keep going. But it doesn't really, like, I don't know. It doesn't, I want to, like, emphasize that. Like, you think you're not doing shit. You are doing shit. Every second that you're sitting there churning away at what the fuck you want to do, you're doing something. Even if it's that much a day, you're doing something. And just keep emailing people. Fucking spam them. I don't care. Like, do it. Fucking, like, find their addresses. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Go to clubs. Go talk to anybody that you can. And just be yourself. Be yourself. Don't be scared. God is here watching over you. Literally like a hawk. And he's always there. So the only person that can ever judge you is him. And you got to trust that. You got to trust the universe, because it's going to grab a hold of you and tumble you around and do the best things to you and transform your life to be like the greatest life ever. But you have to allow it. And allowing that is not caring what other people think, not caring what you think at the moment. But what you really love, just follow that. And one last thing, you guys should really check this guy out. He's my inspiration. He's my blood brother. He's his name is Ferris, and he's the best rapper alive, bro. Like, that is my inspiration. It's soundcloud.com/FerrisOfficial, and then everything else is Ferris Official. So I had to plug that.
Amazing. Give forward what you feel that people are doing for you, which is inspiring them. But thank you so much for being able to sit down with us. One more round of applause.
Thank you so much. Shout out to JC. Shout out to you guys. I made so many awesome friends today. You guys are all so amazing. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.